5 things your soul mark can tell you about your match. Written and recorded by Litra. A clickbait quiz style fanfic with no specific fandom or pairing. Recorded for Voice Team, Team Tiger Tiger, 2024. Summary. Eager to meet your soulmate? Your soul mark may be able to tell you more than you think. Answer these 5 short questions to learn more. Question 1. Where is your soul mark located? A soul mark can appear anywhere on the body and is generally between 1 inch to 3 inches in size. Upper torso, lower torso, back, legs or feet, arms or hands, head. Upper torso. This is the location of both the heart and the lungs. Your soulmate will likely be caring and enjoy having conversations with you. While this seems like a simple thing, it's the heart of any true relationship. You will be the couple that everyone knew would end up with each other, because you were simply made for each other. Lower torso. A person's guts may not seem romantic, but this is the location for several chakra points. The Greeks and Romans believed that the stomach was the true root of passions. Therefore, you can expect your soulmate to have hidden depths. Several historical soulmate pairs have had marks in these locations, including Anthony and Cleopatra. Your relationship will not be a quiet one. Back. While your soulmate may seem callous at first glance, they are not turning their back on you. Your soulmate will simply enjoy their privacy and take a while to open up to people. Your relationship will be all the more precious for this slow start. Your connection will eventually turn into one of the deepest relationships of your life. Legs or feet. The legs symbolize both activity and travel. This is a soulmate you won't find going through your everyday routine. Get out of that rut and look for them in exotic locations. Whether that's going for a walk to check out the neighborhood or taking that trip you've been dreaming of. This is a relationship that will take you places you never expected. Arms or hands. Your soulmate is likely someone who enjoys projects, whether it's tinkering with their car, knitting, or doing things around the house. Find things you will be able to do together, and you'll be able to build a future anyone would be envious of. Head. While a soul mark on the head or face is rare, it is not unheard of. Typically, people with head soul marks are intellectuals who aren't afraid to hide their thoughts and opinions. You can be prepared for some serious debates, but under all that talk, they do care deeply about the things that matter to them. Question 2. What color is your soul mark? Color symbology differs between cultures, but tends to mean similar things to all members of a match. If your soul mark contains 2 or more colors, choose the most prominent. Black, white, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. Black. As you likely already know, when a soulmate turns black, that means the other half of the link is dead. But all hope is not lost. There is a chance that a second soul mark will appear. And in the meantime, there are plenty of other people with no mark or black marks that will be happy to get to know you. White. Congratulations! White soul marks are extremely rare. It is theorized that white soul marks indicate a match who has either not yet been born or who is otherwise not of this world. The most famous white soul mark belonged to a pair with one half in a coma. Keep a watch on your mark to see if its color changes. Red. Across the world, this color can mean many different things, but most often, anger or love. Your soulmate will be a passionate person who does not do things halfway. Orange. Orange combines the passions of red with the joy of yellow. Your soulmate will be an intense person who is quick to laugh and quick to forgive. This person may seem like all surface, but they often just need a good partner to ground them. Yellow. Yellow is the color of sunshine. Your soulmate will likely be full of joy and energy. It is also associated with intellect and being active. Yellow soulmates are often highly charismatic. Green. The color of growth and life. Green soulmates are often overlooked, but they'll be there when you need them. They are the people who will bring fresh ideas to the table when everyone is worn out, or step in to mediate a tense situation. Having a green soulmate on your side will give you a lifelong ally and friend. Blue. The color of the sky and sea. It is often associated with depth and stability. It symbolizes trust, loyalty, and wisdom. Blue soulmates may be intellectuals or caretakers. They are organized and may seem distant at first, but once you get to know them, they will be the person you rely on the most. Purple. Purple mixes the passions of red with the loyalty and wisdom of blue. Purple soulmates have strong ideals and are willing to work and plan to make their view a reality. They are often leaders in their fields. Though they may seem like a mystery from the outside, they'll be happy to talk to someone they trust. Question 3. What is the image of your soul mark? The image depicted in a soul mark is one of the most widely debated topics, but it is generally agreed that the subject will be important to the people who wear it. Animal, plant, object, symbol, abstract. Animal. Many cultures across the world have theories about animal soulmates. A common theme in these theories is instinct. Working with or beside your soulmate will feel right. That is where you are supposed to be. You may find yourself anticipating what they do or say. Certain animals, such as cats, dogs, or birds, have their own symbolism and can add insight to the nature of the relationship. Plants. Like animal marks, many plants have their own symbolism. The language of flowers is extensive and well worth the read. But for other plants, trees often represent stability and longevity. Vines represent flexibility, and fruits or vegetables often represent abundance and fertility. Objects. People with object soulmates are often envied since they have an extra hint as to how to find their match. These objects may be the passions of the person or simply a clue as to the right direction, but in either case, the mark tells its own story. Symbol. Symbol marks may be harder to interpret, but they carry a strength to match. People with symbol marks often have strong ideals and opinions. Only someone equally passionate will be able to keep up with them. Abstract. Marks without a visible identifier are sometimes mistaken for chaotic, but that's true only on the surface. In truth, these matches complement each other well. These are the couples that no one ever thought would work out. The farm boy and the city girl, the jock and the bookworm. Their differences, in truth, strengthen the pair, and each knows they can count on each other to cover their weakness. Question 4. What is the shape of your soul mark? While some soul marks are constrained by the subject, many also adhere to basic geometric commonalities. Circular, triangular, square or rectangular, symmetrical, vertically. Symmetrical, horizontally. Abstract. Circular. Circles are sometimes called the first shape. Circular soulmates are strong in that they have a firm idea of who they are, their core. Unfortunately, this also means that they can be dislodged from their community. They may be something of a rolling stone, settling for a time before rolling off again. It may be up to you to give them the home they need, either literally or as a traveling companion they can rely on. Triangular. Triangular soul marks often indicate a third element to the relationship. At least 4 known triad soulmate groups are known to have triangular soul marks too. In more traditional partnerships, it often symbolizes a passion that the partners share. Square or rectangular. More commonly known as box soul marks, these marks indicate a strong foundation to the relationship. People with box soul marks are often connected to their community and grounded in their beliefs. Symmetrical vertically. Sometimes called mirror soul marks, these marks often imply a balance to the relationship. Even when arguing, these people will support each other, pushing each other to achieve. Couples with mirror soul marks often seem to know what the other person is thinking or explain each other's actions to outsiders. Symmetrical horizontally. Sometimes called horizon marks, these soul marks indicate hidden depths to the relationship. Like a clear lake reflecting the sky, both lake and sky are more than they seem. People who do not know you well may not understand, but there will be a connection or understanding between the two of you that is soul deep. Abstract. Abstract soul marks may still have a sense of order to them. It just isn't the typical one. These pairs march to the beat of their own drum, sometimes rejecting the norms of society or family to do so. While this may make the relationship harder, it will also make it more rewarding, because your match will truly understand you in a way others don't or can't. Question 5. When did your soul mark appear? Soul marks can appear at any point in a person's life. The time will often indicate the type of relationship you can expect. 0 to 1 year old. 1 to 3 years old. 4 to 9 years old. 10 to 15 years old. 16 to 21 years old. 22 to 30 years old. 30 to 50 years old. 50 and older. 0 to 1 years old. A mark that appears before the first year nearly always indicates that your match is older than you. It also indicates a strong connection that can be formed at any period in a person's life. Your match may start out as a friend and grow into a lover, or you may be comrades in arms or allies. Such a mark represents a non-sexual relationship as often as a romantic one. 1 to 3 years old. Like a mark that appears soon after birth, a mark that appears before a person is 3 years old often indicates a friendship match that can be formed in any stage of a person's life. The difference is that if the mark appeared later, chances are your match will be younger than you. 4 to 9 years old. It is in this stage of life that we learn who we are and how we fit into the world. It is these factors which will shape the relationship. The girl next door, the childhood friend, the schoolmate. These matches live their whole lives together and grow to know each other almost better than themselves. Marks that appear at this time may still represent friendship rather than romance. 10 to 15 years old. Sometimes referred to as puppy love marks, the marks and relationships that form during this period may seem childish, but they have plenty of time to mature. Don't worry about getting to the finish line. You have all the time in the world in front of you. 16 to 21 years old. This is the most common period in a person's life for a soul mark to appear. People with marks from this period often say that they found their match by chance, but it was a chance that was meant to be. One look was all it took. 22 to 30 years old. By this point in a person's life, the people in question have a better idea of what they both want out of a relationship and out of life. This will help define the relationship and smooth out any bumps in the road. Soul marks that appeared during this time may have less overt passions than the previous bracket, but they also tend to last longer. 30 to 50 years old. A soul mark that appears in this time span may be the second of a person's life. Even if it's not, this relationship will be different than all previous relationships. The appearance of your soul mark means that you have entered a new stage in your life, where you are open to new things, and your new partner will help with that. 50 or older. At this stage in life, most people are looking for companionship more than anything else. Look for someone with similar life experiences and interests. It is there that you will find your partner.